This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yep. I better come up here and get one of these.
Amen. You know what time it is, man. Random Order Show, episode 166, man. We in the building, man. It's your boy, Jay Richards, man. I'm here with it, man. Kneecaps out, and you know what it is, man. B-Baby Train, the beauty.
Yo, my name is Smooth, man. I call my baby.
Yeah. Amen. B-Shell Sebastian in the building.
Yeah, you see it, man.
Eagle in the chest.
Yeah.
Listen, what a wholesome episode, man. We do this for the people, man. We hit all the hard-hitting topics that the streets need to hear, man. Deodorant bumps, sleaze ball central, the boot mitt, knee bleaching serum, taking it too far with a hotel towel, and of course, man, why my man driving sideways with it? Listen, man, y'all know what we need y'all to do, man. Jump over there down in the yamets, man. Get on them keyboards, man, like Alicia would.
Yeah.
Hit the clickety-clack on the rating system, man. 5 stars, we love it. Yeah. Leave a good review. Enjoy this episode, man.
Come on, man.
Drop that comment right now while it's going to the next part.
Amen.
Bruh.
The kneecaps are out, man.
Yeah.
Bruh. Life.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Bruh. Yeah. How much my knees are showing? Not
Life.
Maybe like a little bit.
There's no knee in the frames?
Just a little bit of knee.
I'd rather my knee in the frame.
The knee is in the frame.
Bruh. Check out my knee, man. You got a face on your knee? Y'all got faces on your knees?
Yeah, I got knee face.
Look.
I don't think I got knee face, bruh.
Nah, I don't got no knee face.
My shit is straight, man.
Yeah, nah, I just see a kneecap.
It's the only cap in me, bro.
I'm going to tell you, I put
come up here and get one of these.
I put, glycolic acid on my kneecaps.
Glycolic acid?
Yeah, and then just like smooth them out.
What do you put on there?
Glycolic acid.
What's that about?
What is that about?
You could get it at The Ordinary or wherever.
What is it?
It's just an acid. It's a serum for your face. But you could put it on your whole body.
What does it do?
It like kind of lightly exfoliates.
Nice.
So you're bleaching your knees?
I ain't say that. My knees are still dark.
So what do you mean lightly exfoliates?
Like not harshly exfoliates, yeah, like motherfucker. What do you mean?
What are you doing to your, why are you exfoliating your
because
knees?
Because are your knees like, are they rough?
Yeah, they're roughed up, yeah.
Okay then, mine aren't.
Things.
Your knee, wait, all right. Yeah. Okay, I get it.
That's it. If you don't want to be soft, that's fine.
Yeah, no.
So it's a new ointment, man, a new cream, a new serum,
for sure.
I need all the essentials. Like, what do I need in my cabinet to be good for life?
Fuck, man. We don't got enough time for this. Yeah.
Is glycyric acid on there?
I never heard of
it. I don't think you need that one, but it's nice.
Who told you about it? Who looked at your kneecaps and said, bro,
nobody. It's just my girl. It's just, you know, when you see her doing shit, it's like, why are you doing that? What does it do?
What's that?
Right? And then you feel what it do, and you like, I've been noticing it does that.
They got a product for everything, man.
For everything.
Every part of the body.
Yeah, man.
Every area.
Yeah.
It's his own cream. You try the cocoa butter? You ever do that? The whipped cocoa butter?
Man. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like the raw shit.
You could eat it.
Yeah.
Bro, I could eat it.
Yeah.
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 You could. Bro, that shit had me slimy. You at the event.
Mm-hmm.
You ever use coconut oil for cooking and on your body?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, for sure.
I go to the kitchen and lather up.
That's the trippiest thing for me ever. I swear to God, bro. I was just I needed some oil because I think my skin was dry.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may have been like a sunburn. And went to the kitchen, fucking scooped the oil, put it on my back. And I said, hey, hold on.
That's not aloe?
No, it was coconut oil.
Wait, somebody did that or you did that?
Yeah. Somebody gave it to me.
They're like, oh,
like,
try
put
this.
Me on coconut oil, but cooking with it. I was
and
like,
how'd
right.
you feel like the first time?
I felt like a coconut.
Yeah, man.
I felt like a coconut, bro.
Okay then.
I just felt like something was off about it, mm-hmm. for real.
You haven't done it since?
Mm-hmm.
I used to do it. Like, I used to go through cans. I'm not going to lie.
Cans?
cans of the cocoa.
Yeah. I used to buy a cocoa just for my body. And it was cheap, too. Like, it was cheap at the grocery store. It probably still is, but.
Like the white joint, right? Like the.
Yeah. Like the. Yeah. And then it get too hot in your room, it literally melt.
You have to wax. Yeah,
it's your water. You're like, oh, this is better.
This is hot wax. Yeah, no, 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 no.
I don't really use it no more. I use it on tattoos.
Remember I used Aquaphor. I don't do anything else. Yeah. Once I found out about Aquaphor, I was like, okay, nice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
It really is. That's a multi-purpose
ointment
still.
Yeah. Bro, you put on your lid real quick and start the whole face.
Yeah.
Whenever I have too much. That's why I'll put Aquaphor on my knees. Yeah. But I'm kind of shocked. I don't got rough knees, bro.
That's a good.
I only, like, that's why I was surprised. Like,
yeah, I mean,
because some niggas' knees got wear and tear.
For sure.
So that's why I thought you had to lighten up your knees, which is why I thought it was like a light bleach.
No, no. It's just, you know, if you was a scrappy kid and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You was fucking in the dirt and shit.
Yeah.
Clean up.
I got these dirt circles around my eyes. So I seen a lot of, like, I was trying to find some help. And I went to Sharper's Drug Mart and they're talking about, like, oh, some serum being like a bleach. I was like, bro, wait, you can just say it out loud these days.
Oh, for sure.
I didn't know that world existed. Because obviously,
eye bleach.
It's like skin bleach, but it's like just for your eyes. Saying just for that area,
just to lighten up the dark. So, okay,
which is why I thought you're like bleaching your knees. I'm like, I didn't know because it was just so fucking
right.
Like, you, I thought niggas bleaching their knees out there.
For sure, I heard you.
But I was surprised when they saw that to me. I thought it was like Jamaica. I don't even know if it was frowned upon. What was the whole thing?
Bleaching. It's pretty, like, it's not frowned upon.
It's out there.
But I see TikTok pages of like dudes in Jamaica, like, it's like having like fresh kicks and shit. Like, I have the fresh bleach, man.
But there's a problem. Like, Cartel was doing it, is what I'm saying. Yeah, I can't remember what it was. I was like too young, not really paying attention to that shit.
It was
like,
a cream, yeah. It was like
people were being like called up.
Called up for bleaching.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at these two pigs.
You see their knuckles in there. Yeah. They got the dark knuckles.
Yeah.
You can't really get it in the fucking UV.
Yeah.
You can't get it in the UV, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tight shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't do it still. I just stuck to cucumbers. Nothing works.
Yeah. You should try I trust skincare, man. I do.
You got to go North Korean. I mean, South Korean. The streets are
the cream. Yeah, they got it. They got it.
They got the skin stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's just be too. It'd be a little bit more, and it'd be kind of like difficult to get. For me, I like to find the shit that I can find very easily in the chain stores. You know what I'm saying? You might get a 1-2 that's like obscure, but maybe it lasts way longer than other joints. But
sometimes you find a thing, man, that just works with your body. For sure. Man, I got to go on a quest for this one.
Got to trust the Zon, bro, because...
The Amazon, Jeff and Neil.
Because we have shit here, but it's like, I don't know. I'm afraid to test products from here. But when I'm in Japan, I'll test some shit on my skin.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in Jamaica, I'll be like, man, I can trust this a little bit. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Why is that, you think?
I just feel like they care more about like their people. And their cities are clean, bro. Like, I'm looking at your ground like, all right, bro.
Y'all do you rate me, man?
Y'all want a good face, you know? So,
how do you think they'd react over there in Asia if they smelled Razak for the first time?
Oh, man.
Oh, you know about the Razak? Yeah. Jeez, I didn't use it too much.
They'd lose it.
Bro.
But I've used it before.
Mm-hmm. I was on that Razak.
Yeah, hey, that was the one for you.
Bro, yeah, for a minute.
Yeah.
You start getting the compliments. It's like, okay, I got to keep doing this.
Yeah.
Like, why would I stop?
Yeah.
Bro, it's so the strongest lotion in the world. Bro, no cologne is necessary.
Yeah, no cologne. Like, you're overdoing it if you put cologne on.
Cologne on top of that.
What a name, on the cologne.
Razak.
It smells like the name, bro.
It smells like the name.
Razak. Yeah.
Razak.
Fucking hits you.
Bro, it's the most potent lotion there is.
Yeah. Damn.
Thick as
I like a thick lotion though. I'm not gonna
lie. Trust.
Nah, bro.
Bro, I need to be rubbing it in for a minute.
Let me know. You guys like that?
Because
Razak, you gotta rub it in to a point you can't even feel your skin no more, bro. My hand feels weird now, bro. I was rubbing for too long, man. But
yeah,
no. And you can't get it off even after a shower. Then it feels like
I've only used it in like small increments, like on my hands, you know what I mean? Like, someone just had it. Oh, I'll use that.
Really?
No, I never had it in my house personally, but yeah.
Richie Razaked his head.
Full body Razak, man.
So you're going too far, Rich. going too far.
Bro, he was Mr. Razak.
Yeah, yeah. That shit probably had his joint shining, though.
Yeah. Your head smells good, bro.
That nigga, Mr. Razak, for real.
But, bro, if you sweat with Razak on a bald head, and that shit get into your eyes, you're crying. You're done. You're done.
Yeah, you're the slimiest one on the court.
Yeah, for sure.
I definitely used to, Razak saved me in some days when I didn't have deodorant, though.
It was strong. Oh, bro, it's sticking up. So, yeah, it was an antiperspirant.
It was an anti, bro. I just put that shit on my pits, bro, and just say, yo, Zach out, bro. Right.
Bro, that's the worst, man. When you catch yourself in a stinky day, like, you just forget the deodorant that day and say, like, damn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Y'all remember the first day y'all shit was busting through the gate?
No.
As a kid?
Or busting through the cotton, I should say.
Like, ever?
Yeah.
Nah.
That day wasn't tragic for y'all.
Mm-mm. I know one specific day, yeah. I was with Julian and his dad. We went to the gym and shit. Oh, fuck, nigga. I forgot the deodorant. We're going hard in the gym, too, man. Working real good. And instead of going home, we're going to get chicken wings and shit. We're hanging out, taking the long way, looking at alligators. I'm like, bro, I reek.
You were feeling
on the low. Yeah. I was responsible with it, though. Yeah. Arms down. Yeah. You know what I mean? Am I getting too active? Nah, I'm good.
Right.
I'm done.
I'm straight, bro.
I'm cool. You go penguin mode. You go alligator mode.
Yeah. In the winds and shit.
Nah, man. I remember grade four.
Wow.
This is grade four.
Damn, bro.
I was in Clark Boulevard.
Worthington.
I was in Edenbrook.
Edenbrook?
Mm-hmm. And we just finished gym. And I'm going to go super hard. And I was on the track team at this time. So, like, this was a school where you're that one teacher was like every teacher type shit. So like my track teacher is my gym teacher type shit.
Yeah.
So we're doing activities and I'm gonna get active. So I'm running around and shit, woo de woo. But we're not even like, I think this was like a snow day or a rain day. So we're just playing in the gym for our recess. So we're not changing or anything like that. Like, this is just straight.
Oh yeah, there's no gym clothes back then.
Yeah, no, this is
your
just
school clothes is your gym clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight.
Kids don't sweat to win, but what? But they don't sweat for a minute. But you never get a sweaty baby.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. Kids don't really be sweating like that.
That makes sense to me.
Bro, I don't remember dripping sweat.
I'm thinking about it and nah, I ain't never seen no sweaty kid.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, I don't really be seeing them sweat, but.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't even remember changing for gym back then.
There was no. Like, we had changed rooms.
Nah, you,
but,
like, I literally had probably done gym in my jeans.
A lot of times I play in dodgeball in jeans.
Yeah, 100%.
Sure, I'm sending my kid to school in sweats all day.
Yeah.
Sweat shorts, sweatpants.
Yeah.
That's your uniform.
You're done.
I hear that.
Skims.
Yeah.
And anyways.
So you put something in their pocket, they don't come home with it.
All of them. Yeah.
You need a zipper pocket.
My baby's not holding nothing though, bro.
Bro, my kid going in cargoes.
Yeah.
Bro,
take this, zoom, house key, tie it in with the fucking clamp. Bro, you can't.
Yeah.
You ever had the mittens in your jacket with the string on it?
No, I wasn't that type of kid.
Bro, I was that type of kid, bro.
No, my dad had my mittens
pissed off.
For real?
Yeah, I kept losing mittens every time, man. He just did a little DIY in my shit. Never lost them again.
Those mittens reeks?
No, do that.
I never really wore them. They just hung there, bro.
Your mittens reeked?
You never had a reek for a fucking stinky mitten?
Nah, my mom.
Like, after a while, it gets, like, wet, and then, let's say it's, like, a wetter day, and then you're playing outside and stuff, and you go home,
snowballs.
Wash it. Next day, it's fucking...
Yeah.
Fingers stink when you get to school.
Never my mitts. More so my boots, for sure.
Bro, all footwear fucking reeks until high school. Like, you know what I mean? Like grade 10 shit. That's when I stepped it up.
And I hated taking off my boot, because I had the cheap boots, bro. So I take off my Walmart boots and then the fucking skin of the boot is still on my shoe. I mean, get the fuck off.
Yo, what is that shit? It was like a felt. It was like a felt sock.
It was just like, it's an extra protection so your socks don't get wet.
Wet. Okay.
Yeah,
nah.
They're not like for the cheap shit. Like, it's not like when you get to where you buy some good boots. The slip ain't gonna come out.
The slip ain't like it is insulated. They're like, all right, here, nigga. Fuck, take it. Insulation.
Fucking like Chip's Challenge, bro. Fucking fire boot, bro. That's a deep cut. So, anyways.
It's like an oven mitt.
Same deal, bro. You never want to get caught stepping out with that.
Like, nah, yeah, bro.
Nah. Crush sees you step, like, stuck to your foot.
And I used to be, like, fucking, like, maybe, like, grade 7, bro. Like, going to people's houses in these type of boots. And I still have the fucking boot mitten on. I used to just leave it on. Like, right, just on sliding here. Fucking, bro. This is me, bro.
It's better than my socks, man.
Sick. Yeah, I was like, yeah, my slippers are everywhere you go, man.
I appreciate it now. I appreciate it a little more.
You just had the crib with the boots on.
Nah, a nigga's not gonna be booted up on my shit like that. I'll be like, take those off, bro. Same time those are wet, leaving marks.
Nah, so. That's hilarious. Holy fuck.
But yeah, bro, right. It literally used to be part of my psyche to like think about the state of my socks.
Yeah.
Like how it smells and shit.
Yeah.
Like, come,
yeah.
I come to your house.
I gotta
do something.
My dad don't even want me to do that.
Bro, I used to go into other rooms, take off my take off my shoes, and just stand in the room for about 5 minutes.
Just to see.
Bro, I put on my socks already hard.
Bro, that's
like as a kid, bro. So it's just like,
yeah.
Dog, my shoes fucking stunk, bro. I know, like, fresh socks. If I put these shoes on, they're not coming out fresh. Like,
yeah.
So I promise you, bro. I used to fucking take my shoes off, stand a little bit, just fucking wait.
See how bad it is.
Wait for a reek.
Like a fucking dog.
Yeah.
I can go.
I can reach.
Yeah, hello.
Let's run.
Yeah. I don't know why, man. We just didn't have a lot of socks growing up.
Me neither. And if we I did, they all had holes in them and shit.
Yeah. You know, like, story with my
put
sock,
in the
bro.
Fucking one sock between two toes.
Trust me. Yeah.
We just had, because this is when Walmart was approaching Canada. This is when they started the coming out great, with the $10 sock packages, and dad bought them, and like those shits are fucking like.
So we should have had enough. No. Those are bad.
Still, I didn't even have those.
No,
bro.
The 10 pack?
The 10 pack. Yeah, with the 20 pack.
It was actually like a 40 fit, like a 40, like a 20 to 30 pack.
Yeah, there's like 50 socks in there, bro, but it was $10, big red sign. But the thing is, you put them on. I remember one time, I swear to God, put them on like this as a kid, and I'm pulling up. Fucking
but why
sock,
are you pulling up like that first?
Because they were smaller. Bro, we still bought them little. Bro, they were just little.
Bro, you're telling me no one puts their socks on like this as a kid? Double
okay,
clip?
As a kid, yeah, but.
I'm a kid,
that's
bro.
Your problem, man.
I went like this. Socks. Cotton all the way up here on my knees, bro.
Nah.
Knuckles through. Like, they shouldn't be ripping their socks.
Look
at
Iverson arm, man.
Yeah,
nah.
They're like disposable socks.
Yeah, really, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You're lucky you get a two-box
They're
out
like
of them.
Foot condoms, bro. Just one day wear.
Just dash when you get home.
Bro, like, so that's the type of wetness we're dealing with, right? So now I'm in grade 4 and I'm wet. My pits are wet. I'm running around in my jeans.
Hold on. Try that one again, please.
That one's good.
Different.
Moisture.
My pits are wet. I'm sweating, bro. First time as a kid. And I'm a nigga, bro. So I'm a bigger kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm packing that size on me for sure. And I remember we get upstairs now, and we're in a tighter space, and you have to wait to line up to get back in your classroom.
Right.
So my class is just is one class, right? And then lockers or coat rack, or whatever. Sorry, and a coat rack. Mm-hmm. And we're waiting outside the door, and you know how there's like a little divot in there, like it's a little groove in there, right? It goes in. So I'm waiting like right by the corner.
Blood.
Not because I smelt myself right. I'm like, yo, something smells funny, man. But yeah. I knew what it was because I'm like, something smells like Ryan here. Because I smelt Ryan go through it, like where it's like, yo, this guy needs deodorant now. Like, your older brother's you're going to have it first. So I kind of knew what it was, but I just didn't know until I found out it was me. So I thought, let me get some space from these guys. So I'm in a corner. And now little kids are starting to catch on, but I'm already the loud one in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So now, like, niggas hear me kind of being quiet. It's like, what's your mom? Niggas are coming around me, and I'll never forget it. Tanique. Her name was Tanique.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know her, bro. You know it. She was just this type of girl in school, man. Fucking comes over and says, damn. That was bad. That was bad. But it kind of got people saying, like, oh, what's she talking about? Yeah. She's just like, oh, something doesn't smell good. Mm-hmm. And the next nigga add on to it, Alex Chow, motherfucker,
oh, man. Motherfucker,
man.
You should have kept it to yourself, nigga.
The nigga went like this over his nose. Something doesn't smell good. Took it off, came to my corner, sniffed, and said, ew. And you know how kids get when they hit the eel, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Drag the eel, put his shirt back in there. Bro, I'm just there, just like this, looking at my old classroom, like, yeah. Bro, yeah, that's not cool, man.
It is what it is, yeah. Man.
It is what it was. But then Mr. Guiney out, my teacher at the time, told me to go to the bathroom, wet a napkin, just dab my shit off.
Mm.
And he told Dad I need to do it in that day.
Wrote a note.
Yeah, I wrote a note, man, and that was it. That was the first time I realized, like, okay, I'll be off.
I feel you. I'd remember that, too, if it went
down. Yeah, I was traumatic, bro.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Brother, it was crazy. Tanika and Alex, I'll never forget.
The kid's going to let you know, man.
Kid's going to do it, too.
I remember that day I took my sweater off. This girl said, nice boobs.
Hey. My bad, bro. That's how
she let me know. I'm like, all right, man. I picked her up the dumbbell.
Yeah. Yeah. You remember what my story with Vanetta?
Oh, yeah.
Water fight.
No abs.
No abs, bro. Oh, fucking throwing water everywhere. And I'm like, she got it on my Bugs Bunny drip. But I had gems on this.
Right.
I had gems on my shirt.
It was gems on it.
There was gems. Everyone knows I paid about 50 up for this one.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
This is a specialty, too.
This is special.
Is it L29?
That may have been locked.
Flea market shit.
Okay. So it could have been. I'm frailing it out, saying, damn, girl.
You got good aim.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm happy I'm being included. She says, oh, let me help you. Takes my shirt, lifts it up. Doesn't even flat me off, bro. Just straight up. The water drips back onto my... Water drips into my mouth. I drink the water.
No.
All right, what really happened?
No. That really happened. I just would have been good. That would have been.
Thanks.
But no, she lifts it up because I'm already flapping. She grabs it mid flap, pulls it all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking looks, says ew again. That's fucking funny. Says ew. I had no abs.
Fuck.
Drops
man.
The wet shirt on my stomach.
Takes form. Hey, man.
That was great, seven, bro.
Damn.
Life-defining moments, man.
Julian had just walked out of the class. So he literally remembered this day, leaving Mr. Morris's class right outside the lockers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so like, I'm like, bro, remember all these skinny niggas had abs and they just kept showing that dance part. This is when kids are being fucking, you know what I mean? And realizing what life is. Abs and babes. So they're fucking showing it, bro. And I wasn't there, bro.
You remember your first deal you picked up?
The order?
Yeah.
I think, it may have been like some fucking Red Spice or Speed Spice. Like whatever Dad got. Old Spice.
Speed Stick. Yeah. I feel like the Irish joint of the Speed Stick is a classic.
Yeah.
It's like a staple for all men.
What's the blue joint with the gel?
Sport?
Yeah.
Sport?
That one, yeah.
Sport check?
Fucking, no, just
no,
sport.
No, sport.
It's wearing my shoes.
Speed Stick Sport.
Yeah, man.
It was like default for niggas.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
for
man.
Sure. Y'all ever did the axe shit?
Yeah,
I was an axe kid for sure. Mm. Bro, take care. Like, you're not sharing at school though. Let's be real.
Yeah,
but I'll take care of you.
Yeah. I wasn't asking for axe. I only got axe from niggas at school. Like, I'd just take someone's can.
Just find a canister.
No, I'd take their can.
Okay, say that.
Right. Sometimes people would leave it in the school like room. I swapped the can. Say, this is my locker axe. Like,
okay. So you had multiple of them.
So, but it felt like in Fletcher's, it was kind of like community axe.
Yeah, ain't nobody was my fault. Ain't nobody was like really tripping about the axe. Like,
yeah. I never bought axe. So I just buy straight deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
But the axe served as like, yo, my gym shorts stink, spray them and I can play ball in these.
Mm.
That's what axe was for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
I got this like Dove spray
deodorant.
Oh, yeah, I tried that.
Yo, it fucked me up, man.
You trusted it?
Got my shit.
Had you reeking?
Got me. Not even that. Like, it smelled good and shit, but it just my arms didn't like it. Like,
oh,
yeah.
I was getting like cysts and shit and bumps under. Yeah, man. So I had to put that one down, bro.
That's what the spice do to me.
That's
for some reason.
So I asked about the Axe. I'm like, I never fuck with Axe really. Like, I never did a spray deodorant like that. That's my first time. So I'm like, damn. I used to think my shit was good, whatever.
Yeah,
no, man. Man.
Bro, but I got five bones back from them.
One time. Oh, yeah.
From Axe?
That's a righty. No, from Old Spice.
Really?
Yeah, I got a bad rash. Bro, I was like hurting. It was a scab. I couldn't even lift my arm and shit.
Shit.
Sent them a pic. They said, sorry. They slid me a little $5.
I was sad. Like, zeros, man.
All right, damn.
Nigga. Yeah, they just added some spice to you.
I should have burned it up.
It's 2024 and I'm sure you have goals. Maybe those are financial goals. The type of goals that if you have 10 different streaming services that you gotta pay for, that's not gonna happen. Trust me, it adds up. I had to get in tune with my spending in order to save money, and that's why I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With the Rocket Money app, I can see all my subscriptions in one place. So if I see an app that I don't want, I can cancel it with one tap. I don't have to talk to any customer service. I don't have to log in anywhere. Rocket Money does it for me. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped its members save an average of $740 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I remember some cats used to like spray the Axe so much on their armpits to the part where like it was white foam.
Yeah.
That's too much.
It's done, bro. It's done.
That's too much,
bro.
That's
you smell much, as good bro. As you're gonna get, bro.
Yeah.
That's too much,
that's
bro.
Too much. And I feel like Axe is the reason why they started doing like the whole scent thing at school. Like you can't wear scents and shit.
Yeah.
It's too strong.
Oh, yeah. Because niggas was killing it, man.
But I'd rather smell that than D.O.
For me, yeah, because it never bothered me, but some people had like
things you smell BO and X.
It's true.
So it's like a blend you get.
Blend. Yeah. I never really like it's never nice.
Yeah. It blends. Bro, if I own a high school for Breeze automatic sprays all throughout the school. Every 30
seconds.
Spray that shit, bro.
Come on, they got the little wall dispensers you can put on the wall and it, every 30 seconds or whatever it spray out.
Oh, that's what I'm talking. Yeah, I'd line
that's
it up.
That's
with
that. That's why I'd have that one.
Yeah, okay.
Every 30
seconds. That shit scares me sometimes. I forget every minute. Oh, y'all ever did the wetty deodorant? The fucking gel situation?
Yeah, I prefer the gel.
Comes out the spikes?
Yeah, I prefer it.
The wetty cold stuff?
Yeah, I prefer
bro,
it.
Bro, you turn the dial and it fucking like comes spikes. Out the spikes.
Yeah. It comes out, yeah. Because yeah. Yeah. Then what I do, I just do that and then I just close my arm. And then it's on there.
It's nice in the summer.
Hey, you a simple nigga, bro. Let's go, man. Bro, I'm fucking stuck. I fuck with it, bro. This nigga just said, hey, man.
Makes your shirt wet sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you got to put it on and then. Mm-hmm. I used to put my shirt on first and then put it on.
You be shaving. Shave your armpits?
I trim them.
That's TikTok.
Why is that a TikTok?
Niggas just took his
I tremble.
Niggas don't feel that enough for real.
Oh my God, who cares, bro? But we treating it like I care for you, bro.
Bro, so tell me, man. I've been meaning to ask, bro. So my next question.
Yeah, I understand that.
Nah, you gotta trim. Fair. You don't want to cut it because you might get ingrowns and shit. So you just
trim real dude. You keep it light.
Keep it light.
Nah, I'm not.
I never got an ingrown. I just go the like the opposite way of like wherever the hair is at. But now I cut. But yeah, no, I hate getting ingrown in my armpit. That would hurt.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
Just like this all day.
Yeah. Bro.
Yeah, no. I shave them. I cut them up.
Manscaped got a little guard on there.
Yeah. Right. I rock with Manscaped, man. This one not even sponsored by Manscaped.
But yeah.
You really use that.
Yeah.
Bro, I like shaving in hotel rooms, man. I was like, man, fuck it. Yeah. I still clean up and shit, but like, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah, no, I do the towel situation. I always feel, you know what I mean about this next statement. I always feel a little crazy about hotel towels. Cause I know where I'll take it with a hotel towel.
Yeah.
You did.
I don't know. Yeah, no, yeah. How dark it gets with these towels.
You know what I'm saying? Cause I shave like if I'm respectful.
I'm gonna keep it respectful. Yeah.
I'm respectfully shaving, but I'm still trying. Like I'm not trying to walk on here in my hotel bathroom. So I'll put a towel down.
Yeah.
Shave myself, and then now there's hair on the towel. Obviously, you rinse that off and wash it and it's fresh. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I just.
Think about
what other niggas doing with towels.
I'm not really drying my face that much.
That's what I'm about to say.
With love?
Like,
I'll dab up.
Yeah. Take a paper towel. Toilet paper and just
fucking
let it dry. Just be in there and let it dry, literally.
Yeah.
Hydration in your face, man.
I do dab. But, I mean, I just have to... It comes to a point where I'm like, all right, man, I have to trust this hotel chain.
That's why I care
about where I stay.
Yeah you got to pull it.
There's lions, bro.
For sure.
Yeah. There's lions. Shit runs so deep, bro. The day we stayed at the 5-star hotel
in Detroit.
In the D. When we gave up our seats.
Yeah.
That was the day I said, yo, not every hotel is for me now.
For me.
They're not washing these hotel towels.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even take a shower with my bare feet.
I don't think I showered, bro.
No, I went straight to sleep.
You know what I'm saying?
I went to bed in my coat.
Yeah, I went straight
to
sleep.
I was sleeping at the airport.
Yeah.
You dig. So it's just like, now I know, like, if I'm staying somewhere, it just has to be at, like, a certain level of, I got to feel clean here. Like, as knowing that this is a communal place, people come in and out, like, I got to, like, all right. What
you spraying this down and shit? What? I ain't, like, touching the remote and shit. I'm like, bro, I know y'all. What type of shit happened to this remote?
Yeah, I can't say I get that active in there, but you probably should, man. Bring a little wet wipe, a little Lysol wipe.
I was thinking about packing a towel, but I feel like that's doing the extras.
I would do that. I'll pack a face towel for sure.
Yeah, I'll do a
fair,
face towel.
That's fair. But you know, if you get a crispy towel, they did it up, they boiled this towel.
That's what I'm saying.
It's possible to clean a
towel.
Sanitize it, you know?
Yeah, hot water.
So you know the right hotel is going to do that.
Oh, for that's sure. what I'm saying.
Yeah, I heard you.
That's all I'm saying.
Heard you.
Bro, we was in Vegas at the Mandalay Bay, bro.
I know
the towel washing procedure, man. I couldn't say all my faith was all
right. It was in
the procedure, man. Yeah, no, I definitely fucking let my face absorb the water.
Damn,
it was a body dry.
I promise you, bro. I use my shirt, bro.
I was about to say that.
On the way out.
I was about to say that.
Your
man.
Airport shirt.
Bro, I just went, got a tea out my bag. Said this is fresh in my laundry from here.
Right.
I couldn't. It's got to
be better than this,
it, bro.
Yeah, I feel that.
To the point where I'm spraying. You know those hotels where you're spraying soap onto your hand, and the soap is dissolving in your hand.
Yeah. What is this?
The water's just fucking knocking. I'm like, dog, let my soap be somewhat dense.
Rubbing yourself with water.
My soap here, I'm just, come here. Bubbles.
Yeah, you turn a bubble, man.
I'm like, yo, fucking.
You gotta go like this fast.
Bro, I'm fucking squeezing against my fucking stomach. I'm like, dog, this is like no bubbles, bro. I'm like,
bubbles?
I'm not even washing. I'm just washing myself with dirt, bro. If I had an IV light, it's just fucking mixing in dirt with fucking a little bit of suds, dog.
Your shoulder dirt with your belly dirt.
Oh my god, bro. Damn, so, yeah, bro. No, that was another trip.
Nah, bro. That's real.
But yeah, sir, you never know what goes down in Vegas, man.
Yeah,
he's got that vibe.
Yeah, no, Vegas is like the one place where, and no knock to niggas that live there,
because I'm like, talking about downtown.
You know where I'm at when I go to Vegas. Yeah. I'm not going tourist. To your, yeah, you dig?
Bruh.
I get that.
Bro, it's an attraction for dirtballs.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so I've heard.
This is where dirtballs cut loose.
Yeah.
So you know where you're at, bro. I'm like, that's where you can't trust. There's any time out there.
Yeah. You could be anything you want in Vegas. You can do anything you want in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? That type of freedom is just like, I'm walking place a bit. And it's already hard enough, bro.
Really?
I can't, bro. I sign up for this app. I can't even start doing what I gotta do. I gotta go downstairs, gotta give him my license. I gotta say, it's me. Sign me up.
MGM got a geofence.
Yeah.
So you can't fuck with nothing else on MGM soil.
Yeah.
You gotta go to MGM.
So I gotta go to them. And then when I get there and they activate it, there's a nigga there waiting with a clipboard saying, look, if you deposit more than, what, $200, you get $20 in free drinks.
I'm like, bro, I thought drinks were free.
If drinks are free in the casino, you just go drink. They give you free drinks.
Really? Yeah, they're like staying there. Bro, they're doing shoulder rubs at these gambling tables.
Really?
But they're like, yo, stay, you gamble. You got your net.
Bro, we got your net.
Bro, it's crazy.
When I was walking around that mug, and I'm already doing a lot to place a bet, but I'm like, this is how I'm just going to enjoy my time here. Like, there's a lot of basketball going on. For the Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying, I got plays to make. Mm-hmm. And we just walking amongst people that are like smoking cigarettes, fucking holding their fucking.
Yeah, you can tell who's losing. Yeah, yeah. You can tell who's not winning $250,000.
Yeah, bro, fucking putting these back and shit. Fucking chin. I never seen a nigga's chin on a poker table. I seen it, bro.
Just praying and wishing.
I'm like, you see the type of characters that are there?
Yeah.
Dog, Sheldon, I promise you, we land and we're trying to get our bags. We got our bags now, and I'm looking to the left and direct for walking. A guy's backing up holding the camera. Yeah, you good. Other side of the camera. Yo, we in Vegas. You already know what the fuck going on, man. We buying bottles. We fucking bitches. We eating good. Cut. Yeah, that's lit, bro. That's what we're here for. We just walking by like that, like,
yeah,
word
that's,
for word.
That's Vegas. Yeah,
that's what he's there for. Yeah. I shake my hand. So, oh my god. Fast forward, we're trying to find somewhere. Walking through a hotel, nigga said, "Bro, I done flew way too motherfucking far to be eating a motherfucking cheeseburger." I look at him. I said, "Bro, I'm like,
I feel him too."
I ain't come all the way to Vegas to eat a motherfucking cheeseburger. He's telling the whole group.
Yeah.
Walking up the door, so they're going for my steak or something like that. But I'm like, bro, like, these are the type of things that are in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's surrounded by a man. It's just like, yo, I just don't belong there.
Yeah.
Sleazebag, greasy hair, rats.
Wow.
Fake Cat Williams walking us like at the exit of this party saying, let me get that VIP wristband off, y'all.
That was a greasy haired rat. Oh, he came with a hat and some shades, like, hey, brothers, you guys,
y'all leaving?
This white guy, he's like, y'all leaving? Y'all using these wristbands? But the thing is, you have to fucking, they stamp you first and then give you the wristband. Uh-huh. So there's no way you're going to come in there with a wristband and no stamp.
And no stamp, yeah.
I'm trying to tell this guy, he's like, oh, we'll make it work.
We'll make it.
We're like, all right, let me see if you get off my wrist. I couldn't get mine off. Tron got his off.
Uh-huh.
He gave it a fake Cat Williams.
Mm.
I understand not profiling people, but like, nigga, if you give me a chance, bro, I bet I get
something. I get some right.
Yeah, you see certain characters, man. I'm like, oh, you got to check this guy.
I know, check this guy out.
Check him.
Yeah.
See what he's up to, man.
Nah, man, it's... It's just, I just don't feel safe there, bro. Like, I generally just don't feel safe. My niggas is just, nah, man. They're just on a different type of time on there.
Word.
Gamble 24/7, party till 4 a.m., smoke wherever you want.
Damn.
It's just, my lungs not set up like that, bro. Yeah. I respect my air, bro. Like, it's
sometimes I need the air. I need the clean air. Or as clean as it can get.
Bro, it's just meant to suck the money out of you, man.
Yeah.
Right.
And once I know something is, like, I'm not gonna have fun there.
It makes it nasty.
It's nasty,
you
know,
it
work,
just makes
bro.
It icky. Like, oh, no, I don't want nothing.
Bro, the sensor
in the
fucking snack bar, mm-hmm. it said if you touch it. Bro, water is $25. If you touch it.
If you touch it.
If you even, it's dusty. I saw it was dusty, like the condensation from the water is like going up and it's all like, you know, because no one's fucking with this
shit. No one's touching it.
As we're walking away from like checking out or checking in, it says, oh, yeah. If you touch anything on a snap bar, you're being charged automatically. But I'm just like, bro, I put all my shit so far from it because it's just like, again, it's just Greaseball Central, man. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Everyone's slimy just out for a buck, bro. Dog, oh my God. So the whole time in Vegas, I didn't even eat. I swear to God. The schedule there was just wild. It just, whatever. It didn't make sense. We didn't eat. I get back to the hotel after Super Bowl. I'm hungry. Niggas got early flight. 4 a.m. we got to be up. Then we got a 3-hour flight to Vancouver. 5-hour late. 5-hour flight to Toronto. It's going to be a long day. I didn't eat at the Super Bowl at all. I just did like hot dogs and pizza, like, you know what I'm saying?
That was a good pizza, man. That was a motherfucking
cloudy.
Y'all better come up here and get one of these.
Puffy pizza, man.
It was. I get back to the hotel, now I pack. He told me something about room service and how like, it was a long wait or whatever. I'm like, all right, let me just figure out for myself next day. So I'm calling. I'm on hold for a minute, bro. Like, I'm like, I promise you, I don't even know how long it was because I just had a bitch on speaker. Someone finally answers. I was probably on hold for an hour.
This is when you fell asleep?
Yeah. Fucking wake up to fucking someone saying, hello. Bro, so they finally answer. They said, oh, just before you know anything, like, or order anything, it's a 2-hour wait and fucking already room service for a hotel. I was already on hold for a minute, bro. 2-hour wait and the bare minimum of what we're dropping food off for, get this, $120.
Oh, for one man.
I said,
no way.
Ma'am, I said, oh, I'm one person. She said, oh, yeah, no, that's what you can order drinks and alcohol and like wine and beer. I said, I just want food. She said,
I just want a burger.
I literally just want a burger.
I was sad, bro.
That's crazy.
Scumbags, bro. Yeah, like, I said, bro, I'm not gonna. Like, if I order $120 worth of food, that's a waste of food. I don't want alcohol. Like, I don't drink. But I lied. I don't drink. This girl said, well, yeah, I don't know. Just on the phone here in dead air. Like, bro, you don't, on top of it, you don't want to Uber Eats because the fucking roads were packed.
Yeah.
Bro, you got to find this cold. Guy in the jungle.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Fuck Damn. It, bro. I went to bed.
Oh, my gosh.
And they got me for the $25 Fiji because I was so thirsty and I can't wait on room service. $25.
I was about to, man. I was a hair away from grabbing it. That's how $25. I'm like, no, you're not. I can't let you do that to me, bro.
Yeah, nah,
I went downstairs and paid $10.
Okay.
Nah, I
did. But yeah.
I did grab it and then hold on to it like I was like I stepped on a landmine. Motherfuckers, bro. It's not right. I don't like being a sucker. Like Vegas, I feel like I'm a sucker. Like, this is this much. You gotta ball out. You wanna come to this? Bro, we go to a club and we have like, I don't give a fuck about no VIP, no fuck. I don't care about that shit. We have a wristband that says we can get drinks all night for free at a bar. I'm going to a bar to get a drink. Where the fuck else am I gonna go to a bar? Where the fuck else?
That part.
We're outside. It's too crowded inside, so we're outside. We go to a bar to get a drink. Girl rings us up, comes back. That'll be 70, what is it, 75?
$70
USD. $70
USD.
Me and him just get a drink.
Yeah.
I said,
oh. Hold on. You say how much?
I said, no. Oh, no. Then I turn back around because I think it's good. She's seen my band. She said, no, those only work inside. How many games?
What?
How many games?
Bro, same building.
Bro, y'all already gambling all over the place while we got put a game right here. I play a game right here.
How many games? This is for real. Yo. Oh,
damn, man.
Yo, that's the fucking Las Vegas slogan, man.
How many games are you going to play with me?
At this time, we're already over it. So, like, he just looks at her. I look at her. I said, but keep it.
Pour it back in the bottle, bro.
It ain't for me, bro. Yeah. We went to F1. Same crowded, same, like, a lot of people. But it's controlled. Mm-hmm. You're in a good environment. Yo, you're good here. That's it. I don't
got to go nowhere else. I ain't going to wander off. I ain't going, yeah, I feel that.
Lobster, I can go get lobster right there. Here. Yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Word.
That, bro, Vegas, it was just like, I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't have a good time.
That was the first time I ever took someone else's Uber.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah.
That story
tells
itself,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
like, yo,
yeah.
I just need to get
bro,
out
we got
here.
Far, bro.
Yeah. Wow.
Bro, he was rolling, talking, cracking jokes and shit. Yeah. This is, you going to the Hilton? No, we're going to the airport. He's like, you Alex? We're like, no. You Ricardo? He's like, no. So, yo, it says you're still picking me up.
But this one I just I'm chilling my phone like
this. We won't get it out. There's no coming out of that car.
I'm chilling my phone like this. Just start reaching for my strap. See? Who are you, Brian? Bro, if I was paranoid about being kidnapped,
bro,
like I thought niggas was out to get me,
yeah.
And the nigga said, "You not Mark?" I was like, "Bro, I was yo."
So how did that end? Like,
I'm just like, man, I'll throw you a 50 cash, man. Fuck it, just take us to the airport.
Right.
The thing is,
you about to pull over and fucking kick us out.
Yeah, nah.
It was 5 a.m. This is our 4 a.m. wake up.
Mm.
And this Uber's already taken long, but niggas are still coming home from parties, so it's still busy out. Mm. And there's a bottom part to the hotel and a top part. We done walked out, bruh, 4 a.m. and I didn't eat, mind you.
Oh,
bruh. Waiting in the lobby.
Yeah.
This nigga comes in, fucking looking like the fucking darkest ball of energy. I can't even, like, he came in literally like the fucking Grove Sisters, biggest
one. Oh,
shit,
one. Yeah, just blue.
Blue, bro.
He came in navy blue.
And he was wearing blue.
He just walks in and fucking says, "Hey, bro, I can use your cell phone, bro."
Here we go. Okay. What do we got, man?
The nigga hits us with a lion, and I'm like, all right, let me just see if nigga Jen needs help. But you're in a hotel. You're asking me to use my phone in a hotel.
Yeah, go ask the front desk.
Bro,
yeah,
there's a line of phones.
Yeah,
nigga said, bro, all right, my phone dead. I just been walking for 2 days, bro.
Bro, 2 days?
Yeah, man. Even walking for 2 days, bro. I couldn't help but look at her shoes. So, have you seen them 2 days?
Let's see what you were stepping in.
Ain't 2 days. Jordan's did not see 2 days, bro. Anyways, I'm already waiting for Uber upstairs. This nigga comes asking to use our phone, tells us he's been walking for 2 days. I had to lie. I'm like, yeah, Uber's here. So we go down like prematurely, but now it's like, it's time to get up. I don't want this nigga to come back downstairs and see that we lied.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just scared of this nigga.
Bro, this guy's asking to use my phone. I'm putting my phone in my pocket. That's he's asking. Oh, 2 days.
I just, like, bro, way too many people are getting scammed these days, bro. You make one call, you have my number. I don't know who you're calling, bro. I don't know what you're connecting it to. Nah, nigga. And you haven't been walking for 2 days. I can't even see this nigga's pupils.
Bro, he had his hand in his pants. He's like, I don't even got to touch it, for real. Like, I know how niggas be. His hand on his dick. I'm like, dog, what is happening?
I said, yeah, bro, I'll ride here, bro. So
we go down, and then now this Uber's taking long, and it's like 4 a.m. And one time in Orlando, I was trying to leave, and someone accepted my Uber ride from within their house. So they're still getting ready. Their whip is just spinning in a house. And what the fuck is this person doing, bro? It's fucking 5 a.m. I got to go. It's in the driveway. It's just spinning. So I'm like, so I thought that may have been what was happening. So this guy's just taking long. So by the time he pulls up, it's the same exact car. And the plates are only on the back in Vegas. Like, they're not on the front. In Ontario, you got to have them on the front. It's our law. But in the States, you don't have to.
Right.
American niggas be putting their plate, nigga, on their sunroof facing up, right? Like, the niggas don't care over there.
Yeah.
So there's only a plate on the back. So by the time we get to the back, cuz popped the trunk. Plates in the sky now.
But you said the nigga name.
And then I said the nigga's name. I said, "You Mark?" And he said, something left his mouth. Almost like that.
Took it as a yeah. Nigga said, yup.
We, you gotta understand, it's a connecting flight. We just wanna get home, bro. I don't care.
Yeah.
Take me, and I have to check in my bag. I don't know how many people are flying there in Canada.
Right.
Like, I'm getting kind of shaky with my bag being checked at a certain time. Take me. And then when he picked us up, it was funny. He was like, you from Indiana? I went, nah. He's like, huh. Someone keeps calling me from Indiana, man, but sometimes Uber connects you to the most, like, quickest router or whatever, like, so your number will change to say where it's calling you from.
Oh.
That we're like, ha, ha, you right.
Yeah, but right. It didn't hit for us then. And then when he said, y'all going to Hilton?
No. Nope. Airport.
So, like, that strip, like, you see on the movies and shit, it's really just like that.
Yeah.
Like. I always see, like, I think it was Rush Hour. We were driving.
Yeah, like all lit up and shit. Yeah, bro. It's like a giant amusement park, bro.
Yeah.
It's just dopamine everywhere. It's just
hot,
horny girls fucking so, 5 clubs in a row.
Like, Super Bowl aside, is that your first time going to Vegas?
Nah, we went a few times, but even when we went, when we were younger, we're like, yo, Vegas, yeah. And we're there, we're like,
Yeah. Okay. Say less.
Yeah. It wasn't really doing it for us. We weren't never really into like the gambling scene. I knew it for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sitting at a poker table and shit.
No.
Hot horny girls. Man, we're good.
Yeah, cigarettes and shit. Like if I could smoke weed in there, I'd probably
be chilling.
I'd be chilling. At most, I'll sit down and watch a game while I smoke a spliff right there. Like, that'd be sick.
Maybe get some wings.
Yeah, like you know what I mean? Wings, like, I'm fine with that, bro. Like, I'm totally fine with that. But it's just like, I don't know, man. It's just, and I don't know if we pay attention to niggas too much. Because, like, honestly, we're very overaware people. Like, we're very much, without even trying, listening in on different conversations. Like, we're very aware of, like, the shit. Yeah. People are saying, like, the cheeseburger comment. He literally said that while walking by me, opening the door, leaving. So that's like a 2-second interaction. I come all the way to Vegas for a motherfucking cheeseburger. But it's funny to me, it stands out. So certain things, it's like, where's I going with this?
You can't be certain, high in Vegas.
Certain things, just in like being in that atmosphere, niggas are saying some crazy shit, or you're overhearing some like, or you've seen a really old man with a younger woman that you're just like, all right, bro, I don't know where your life at, bro. I don't know where she at, bro. I don't know what you doing, bro. But it just doesn't feel good. It feels bad energy. Very bad energy there. Like, but I'm sure you can go there and be sorted at the Caesar's Palace, and it's a little bit better energy over there. Yeah. Like, or not. Maybe it's even richer and darker the
same
people.
Shit
like,
everywhere. Damn.
But it's just not for me, man. Like,
word.
That's my piece.
It's pretty small too. We got a car there one time. We're like, all right, let's drive a strip, man. Oh shit. Got a U-turn and shit. It's an interesting place, man.
Yeah.
The gambling district and shit. We never really drove out and seen houses and shit, but.
Yeah, I'm wondering like what, like, I guess the outer skirts of Vegas look like. I feel like it looks like Phoenix. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's desert.
Okay, so that makes sense, yeah.
Sweet real estate.
Cold though, it was cold as fuck.
Yeah, it dips, man. Yeah, same temperature, bro. I packed my coat, fucking took it out.
Really? Mm-hmm. Damn, they would get me, man, because I would think we just going to be hot.
Yeah.
All shorts. Time, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, like Orlando. Yeah. We're at this bowling event for NFL, and we met the funniest fucking person. Name is Riches. She makes music.
Yeah.
We met the funniest person. She came up to us. It. Yeah, shout out to Riches, man. She came up to us and offered us a cucumber smoothie salad drink. And it was just the funniest thing. Like, for someone that watches us, and then for someone to meet us, and then like the universe just set it up for like her. She had one. There's two of us there, and she has one cucumber. Like, just the most awkward thing to hand someone is like, "Y'all on a cucumber drink,
what? Bro? What is this?"
Like, that's the reaction you're gonna get. Like, it's just that random. But she had to say like what it is and shit. But she's just standing there with a cucumber drink.
Like, none of us are touching. Like, are you want it? You want it? I don't know what it is.
She's like, I just want to let y'all know I'm so nervous. Not been, wondering that, like for 10 minutes how I'm gonna come over here and ask y'all if y'all want this drink. So just try it. He tries it. He likes it. I try it. I hate it. Mm-hmm. But we just had a funny conversation after that. Like, nice. Probably about like 10 minutes chopping it up, just whatever, go back and forth. But I say, yo, if she's ever in Orlando or wherever in Vegas, we got to have her on the podcast.
Really? Yeah?
She was funny, bro. Yeah. Nice. She makes music. I definitely told her I'd check out her song, and I listened to it. So if you're watching this, I loved it.
Nice.
But her name is Riches.
Riches. Just Rich, yes.
How do you spell that again?
I'll tell you, because RitchEss.
Oh,
and her song is called For You. Go and stream that. But yeah, man, I'd love to have her on the podcast. She was so full of energy, man.
Amen, man. Fit right into the community, man. Speaking of which, we going to dip our chosen fingers into the Discord, man. We tapped in with Mr. Big Body Biz. He sent a two-piece.
Hey, guys. Long-time fan. One question here. Which beat comes in harder? Beat from Uptown with Drake or the beat This Is How We Do, 50 Cent?
This Is How We Do.
Shout out from Chicago. Peace.
Yeah, shout out to the C, shout man. The C, answer man. Is how we do, yeah, man.
Definitely.
I wasn't even ready for that.
Yeah.
She just hit you in the head.
Yeah.
You never know if the clap is going to end and just boom. Yeah, it's like a soccer ball just hit you.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, who produced that?
It had Dre. To be Dre on the keys, man.
That was Dre?
I'm not even sure.
I don't know. I had to be Dre.
I put my money on that. I bet on that.
Mm-hmm. For niggas say I put Lamborghini doors on Escalade, it has to be Dre.
And he did.
And then I did it in fucking Need for No.
Yeah. Oh, man, Dre.
Yeah. What was the game? What was blanking on the game?
Lamborghini Doors?
Yeah.
Midnight Club.
Yeah. Banking on there. Yeah. Not and Uptown, bro, it hit hard, but you got to understand, like, that
it
came
don't
in
really
as a.
It hit hard.
It do.
Like, when it. Nah. It don't really hit hard.
It do.
Yeah, no, it do.
It do. That bitch, not, bro. Nah. It's just more of an R&B song, so it's like.
That's it's the like, one with Bun B, right?
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah.
I can't say that hit, bro. Bro,
you ever listen to that with some bass?
How does it come in? As soon as you press play,
But
I remember that in a Crisis 300.
I feel like the kick is not like it's not really like a bass behind.
Yeah, not like how we do.
But like, that's what I'm saying. How we do more hip hop
for sure.
Yeah,
And like Uptown had more R&B essence. Like, it wasn't really an R&B song, but it was like slower pace and all that shit. You know,
very slow. Very slow. Yeah.
But yeah, and again, when a nigga talking about Lamborghini doors on the Escalade, like, you feel me?
Yeah, bro. I was just introduced to so much. That was an intro to the game himself.
Yeah.
New member of G Unit unlocked. It is how you coming.
Fire.
This is the first time I've seen 50 Cent in a fucking Escalade with Lamborghini doors.
Mm-hmm. I go, what?
With spinners.
Poof.
Bro, the amount of physics involved. It just fucking blew my mind.
Things are
bro.
Going opposite ways.
And it's 50 Cent.
He
Let's
was
be real.
The biggest, like.
And then the flow at the end. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Keep me. I did anything you want. Yeah. Girl. You know I'm fucking with the best. Oh, man.
That's a good question, man. What's, sure. what's on the other?
When are you guys doing another beat? Chicago, Minneapolis, Milwaukee. What's up? Even Orlando.
What did he say?
When we do another meet and greet.
Oh,
man.
Man, random order live, man.
That part, man.
That part.
Yeah.
Random order in human form, man.
Yeah.
We coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be the next thing we believe,
man.
Be
crazy.
Meet and greet, chill, man. Give me another one, man. What were you about to say? You about to say something?
Another what, question? Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, we're probably going to be linked up with my boy Waleed. His food truck business, the kebab cart going up.
Pop up in Toronto.
Yeah, he did his first public kebab event. Looked crazy. People came out and supported, man. Yeah,
salute to that, bro.
So, so we'll definitely be a part of the next one.
Yeah.
Sure. Hang out there.
That part.
Yeah.
Eat some good rap.
Sleep.
Man, we got Jameezy.
Oh, man, my nigga.
Oh, that my dog.
Yeah.
My nigga, bro.
You know Jameezy?
Go ahead.
Oh, where's the Eagle sound? Yeah, Jameezy.
Yo, what are you guys saying? It's Jameezy from Brampton. Still flying in, always supporting. I got a would you rather question for y'all. So, would you rather never watch a movie or TV show ever again, or never listen to music ever again? But music in movies or TV shows count because that's part of the watching experience. Okay. But you're never allowed to listen to music ever again, like radio, streaming, CDs, none of that. Or you're never allowed to watch TV, watch any movie or TV on a screen ever again. That one got me stuck, can't even lie. I still don't know what I would choose. I'd probably choose like never watch movies again because music just means too much to me.
Yeah.
But I want to know your thoughts.
Yeah, that's my instinct too.
That's my instinct.
Keep music.
Yeah, that's keep tough. Music. Yeah, that's tough though, for real.
Yeah, only because you can play music and talk. You don't really watch a movie and talk. Like, I get upset when people watch a movie and like, I'm put on a movie to be social.
Yeah, that's why they put on a movie and talk.
You know, that's why they say it's going true. To the movies isn't a good first date or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like you can go. You just.
You blew that wide open, brother.
Yeah, I'm used to that.
That's it right there. I'm going music, man. Cause even like, bro, try to catch a ball,
fucking Leonardo DiCaprio being stabbed. It's been inked by a bear, bro.
You know, definitely. Music. That's it. Yeah, music for sure. Appreciate it, bro.
That part. All day.
Yeah. Hey, before we get up out of here.
I didn't even do that.
That was kind of fire, though. I didn't have a come and get one of these last week.
Oh, yeah.
It's not too crazy.
Just give you some.
There you go. Tim Hortons.
No way.
We have beef with them right now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, damn, nigga, this drink might...
It might squash the beef.
Let me hear it.
Blackberry Yuzu Quencher.
You always on a new berry or something.
Bro, Blackberry Yuzu Quencher, I'm telling you.
Blackberry Yuzu?
Blackberry Yuzu Quencher from Tim Hortons.
Blackberry Yuzu?
Yeah, Y-U-Z-U.
Oh, Y-U-Z-U.
Y-U-Z-U, yeah. Bruh.
A lightly bubbly, refreshing, fruity taste at Tim's.
I'm telling you,
it's
bro.
Fizzy?
It's fizzy.
It looks refreshing.
Okay.
Yeah. Try it. Let's get one of them.
How'd you stumble on you?
My shorty, man.
Y'all better come up here and get one of these.
Man, salute, Yeah, man. Salute. Zara be on it, man. She be on her. She pretty much get like quenchers and refreshers like pretty much wherever we go.
Keep it light.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So,
she not on the coffee bean?
She can't do coffee with her stomach and shit. Mm. She got IBS, so she can't do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Respect.
So, peanuts, no coffee.
Peanuts, no coffee. I'm off coffee too now, man. Officially, yeah.
We was off of it until we came here and we started working on the show. And then I was back on it. I wouldn't say needed it, but it definitely gives you that boost that you need.
I miss it, for sure. I miss it.
When you're on a constant when you go on a constant flow and you're working, if we grind something out every morning and doing the same thing every morning, I see when it makes sense. Mm. But
But wouldn't your body just adapt to that?
It would.
Yeah, you could, but sometimes you have the variables where you're like, all right, tonight I have an extra late night, then so I gotta compensate for before.
In the morning don't change.
Yeah. I was finding that when I was doing it back to back to back to back. Then it started to, I didn't like how I felt. So I just made it about, all right, when do I really I need a little pickup. And then when I truly don't need it, I'm gonna try my best to stay away. But I appreciate a good bean, man. Just double espresso over ice.
Man.
Appreciate the bean.
Like I actually started to I would say I started to really like the taste of coffee too.
That's where I'm at.
It wasn't even just how it made me feel, it was a taste.
Yeah.
So much so that I have this caffeine-free instant coffee at my house because I just like the taste so much.
Is that what decaf is?
It's less. Probably. It's half. I think it's half of the caffeine. It's less caffeine.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's just no caffeine. I could be wrong though.
Yeah.
You know, sign off in the comments. But yeah, literally caffeine free. It's this thing called Inca. Caffeine free instant coffee, and I just drink that to feel something.
Yeah, I hear that, man.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Fuck. It just comes to a point where it's just like I wake up, I'm like, it's routine. I need it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and not even like, nah, man, because then I could argue with myself that I can do the reverse. Because I feel like mentally, sometimes it just gives me more energy than actual beans give me.
What?
Like mentally, I know I drank coffee, so like I should have like more energy.
Oh, like a placebo. Damn.
So it's like, you know, but then I'm saying I can make the argument of like, I didn't have a coffee I don't need, and I'm so get tired. Energy off that. But like, that's why I do lean into that. Like, I need a coffee. I'm so tired. But like, that's why I'd rather have it in the morning. I had it. Like, I don't have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. It also stains, it's staining my teeth, man.
Big time, yeah.
Yeah,
for me too.
I don't want to get them waiting, man.
Me too. But I have a month left of Invisalign.
Nice.
And then I'm probably get my shit whitened up and then.
Yeah.
Damn, teeth I'll be done.
Straight. Yeah, teeth are almost done, man.
Yeah.
Fuck, nice.
Yeah,
then you have to wear it for life, man. That's where it got me.
Well, just at night, right?
I hated that.
I'm okay with that.
I understand. No, well, they wanted to stretch my fucking program. Like, I had a month left and they're like, oh, yeah, 6 more months. I'm like, bro.
That might happen for me too.
Hey, I didn't like that.
That might happen for me too.
They get you with the for life retainer.
Yeah, the for life retainer. But that wasn't it for me. It was definitely they wanted me to do like 30 more trays, and I was like, bro, that's a lot,
man. But at the same time, bro, I'm very happy with
the results.
My results.
Yeah.
So if I could get even more, if they come to me and they like 6 more, I'll do it. I'm not gonna be paying for it too, so I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm hoping not. At the time, I should have done it, man. It was.
But that's when we started to eat good and shit.
Yeah, we're starting to eat good. We're starting to travel. So now it's like harder because I was missing trays. Yeah. So I'm having 2 trays a day. Then, like, now when I'm going back, I was too far in and fucking. Honestly, it's going to sound like a bunch of excuses because at any point I could have had it in. But
yeah.
I had them for 4 years,
make
bro.
It work, man. You got me. Yeah, that's a long time, bro.
4 years is a long time, bro. My teeth are
4
bad.
Years?
That's all we had them for. I said, we. I had them shit from 20. I got them 2014.
Damn.
2014, 2015, 16, 17, 18. And then 19 is like when I really stopped.
Damn.
That's 5 years.
Yeah, that's a long.
So you're telling me at the end of 4 years, you want me to go another year?
Yeah.
I wasn't having it, bro. And then they started adding my attachments, telling me rubber bands. But this is when Invisalign first got to Canada.
Mm.
So we didn't even have this technology. So I'm sending this shit to like LA.
Lab, yeah.
To then them send it back. Like, bro, it took like 8 weeks for them to get my first trays.
Mm-hmm. That's difficult. Yeah.
I went back to get a tray for my tooth. Mm-hmm. So I now have a tray on. You did.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? You didn't even notice.
Nah, I didn't even notice.
But they did this in a week. So if it was this quick and I'm getting my shit here and they can send my shit here, fine. But back in the day, it was like, bro, you got to come to Brampton. We got to do a checkup. Oh, I don't like this. Oh, they added these new attachments. Fucking wear elastics. If it's like
I didn't
that,
understand that, bro. The elastics were this big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
I'm like, how the fuck does it... Mm-hmm. Stretch. It didn't even seem like it could get stretched to the other tooth, much less fucking let this nigga talk.
Yeah, but they really work though.
Like, they do.
Like, like I got a little bite now. I never used to have no bite.
Yeah.
My shit used to just be like this.
Yeah,
you know. Now I got a little bit of a bite. So they really work, but it shit is annoying, man, for sure.
They just kept dropping new shit on me, and I was already 4
it was
years
very early.
Deep,
like that is
it was so early.
Even when I went to do my shits, and they did the little scan, I was like, oh shit. I was expecting to do like the grill, like you bite down the thing, and they don't even do the molds no more. They just
scan you.
They just 3D scan your teeth and then they send it.
And your jaw and shit, and that's it.
So they got your prompt open?
Yeah, it's like a little, it's like something like this, and it just goes in your mouth, and they just put it all through your mouth and take all the pictures, and then they literally show you right there how it's going to shift and shit. And
that's wild.
Come a long way still.
Yeah, respect.
Yeah.
Does whitening your teeth hurt? What's the deal with that?
I don't know. I need to find the best way.
I think it could get
teeth.
Sensitive, but I don't know if it could hurt, though.
Yeah. I think it's sensitive. But there's some programs that, like, it's like a teeth gel that you put on and you keep and then you take off. Like, there's certain things.
That's
but
how
like,
you get zapped.
That's how you get zapped.
All that gel shit, bro. That shit is going to zap you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's always best to go to a dentist, but that's what they get you. But with insurance, they don't, because you can go for a whitening and you'll be blessed. But
yeah, I need to get some insurance.
Yeah, but grown top, man. Mm-hmm. Grown top.
Yeah, speaking of grown top, man, and getting aligned. Bro, I don't know how this is physically possible.
Yo, why my man driving sideways, bro? What's going on with my man? Right there? Hey, yo, he's drifting down.
How's he sideways?
What's up with old boy?
He's doing the crab walk, bro.
What's up with old boy going sideways?
Bro, that threw me off.
Bro,
bro,
bro, he's fully sideways.
He's fully sideways, yeah, bro.
I'm on the boulevard. I ain't trying to get no more tickets.
That is crazy.
What's going on with old boy?
Yeah, he's doing a crab walk.
He can't
do
that.
Bro.
He can't run that, bro.
You guys know what a crab walk is with Jeeps?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yo, this is great.
I wonder if he's turned side.
Yeah, he's in the wind like this.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
Nah.
Wait till you can get over it.
Bro, I'm such a lazy leg.
Not a way you slide over it.
Nah, they gotta interview that nigga. They gotta figure this out, man. What's the project, bro? What's the vision?
Why my man driving sideways, bro? Yo, what's going on with my man right now?
Bro, you slot.
Hey, yo, drifting down.
Bro, how did your car not split in half, bro?
Yo, what's up with old boy? Hey, yo!
Nah, that's different.
Oh my god.
Dog.
Oh my god.
It's so funny that he loses every time he sees a nigga turn. He's just all like, I gotta get him. His speed's up.
I'm going to 40 because I'm on the boulevard. I ain't trying to get no more tickets.
Yo.
Dog.
Nah.
He knows he's being recorded. Nah. He's like trying to like skate away.
I need to know if they ever talk to this guy, bro. I need to look that up.
Somebody explain, Rick.
Yeah, please. My nigga got a tear on his
eye. I'm crying, bro.
That's
funny as fuck.
Oh,
fucking
my God.
Dog.
Crooked tires, man.
The things people could do with their cars, bro.
Bro, that's just a new form of physics unlocked, bro. I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah. Nah, that's different.
I don't even know if he was trying to do that or if it just happened. He's like, bro, I got to.
I just got to get home, man.
I got to go, bro.
I'm just trying to make it, bro.
I got to go, bro.
Just driving home like this.
Biggest blind spot is diagonal.
Hey, check. You look like this.
The corner of the car, bro.
You see his blind spot.
He already looking at it.
So I'm good.
Yeah, bro, that was different, man.
Dog, how's the car not spinning?
Yeah, get home safe, man. Oh, man.
All day.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm going to go get a boo-bear boo-boo-zoo.
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. What a wholesome episode this has been, man. Y'all know what y'all need to do, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go on, hit the boop with the boops, man. Jump on the keyboards, man. Hit on them good buttons, man. Like a good review or two.
Come on.
Apple Music, Spotify. Man, we out here, man. Get active in the yamens.
For sure.
Hit the Discord, man. Tap in with us, man. Amen. We leaving them with anything?
Nah, man, Office Movers coming soon, man. I think I'm going to say that every day until the bitch drop, man.
Real
nice.
Deal.
Nice. Yeah. Fuck with us in Discord, man. Ain't nothing going on, but everything going on.
Knock in,
man.
Hit that QR code.
Yeah.
I better come up here and get one of these.
Amen.
Yeah.
Me. I was like, fuck. Got punched in the stomach during the anime.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.